The Patriot counterpoints to propaganda.
Truth, liberty, and the real American way.
You have now enlisted in the Denton and Sasquatch Show. Denton and Sasquatch.
This is your beacon of truth in a world of liars, thieves, and whores. Yeah, we're talking to you, politicians. We are podcasting patriots taking the fight to the enemy, never taking freedom for granted, because it cannot survive without protection. That is us, the Denton and Sasquatch Show. Our email, DentonandSasShow@gmail.com. We are calling on you to get involved, never back down, and never surrender the truth. Welcome to the DNS Show. I am Sasquatch, and he is Denton.
I have been that way all my life. And I hope you guys had a great start to the new year. This is January 3rd, is it?
Yep.
Because we always cut it close. Okay. Yeah, we got 28 more minutes before it's January 4th. And I hope everybody is alive. You know, I mean, seriously, it's a crazy world out there. I mean, it planes crashing into the planes, earthquakes, people driving cars with, what was it, 20 canisters of gasoline in the car. And on top of that, you could be drunk and could have killed yourself.
Well, we don't want to lose listeners now, do we?
We don't. Yeah, exactly. So, but anyway, we hope you're having a great New Year's, and we hope that you're not dead. Can I get an amen up in here?
Amen.
All right. So, dead silence. Your turn.
Well, I thought you were going to throw out the email for us.
Oh, I could do that. Yeah. If you want to email us, and some people do, more people should, you can email us at Denton. That's D-E-N-T-O-N. I feel like Andrew Wilkow. Spell it right. D-E-N-T-O-N. And SAS. Show. Oh, by the way, in case you're confused, S-A-S. Show at gmail.com. And only write what you want to be read on the air, whatever you call it, the show, because we're going to read it. You better believe it.
Oh, I do get stuff in the mailbag where they're like, this is not for air. Like, all right, I'll respect that.
I wouldn't. No. No. If you're going to email us, make it to where we can put it on air.
Well, one of the people was Fang Farrier.
Okay, other than Fang Farrier, he can do anything he wants.
One was, I forget who it was, but he was sharing some personal information about where he lived and things he was doing. So I didn't think that was good to throw out on the air.
Well, no. You can redact things. That's okay.
Well, that's what I did.
Yep. So, Fang, if you want to email us, and whatever you don't want us to say, we will say, because we think you're the cat's meow, or whatever they say in Great Britain.
And Nat, where have you been?
Nat, baby, where are you? We miss you so much.
She did write us back a while back, and I missed the email, and then by the time I found it, it was too late to kind of answer it. So
come on, Nat. Don't hold that against us.
Please don't.
We look forward to your emails. They're so insightful and smart and New Zealandier. Is that a word?
New Zealandianer?
Yeah. They're great. They're like Xena stuff for those who watched TV back in the 90s. Anyway.
Filmed in New Zealand, right? Is that what the joke was?
Oh, did you ever notice, I know I'm going down a rabbit hole. Did you ever notice that Xena Warrior Princess, you would expect a bunch of hot chicks, right?
Yeah, I guess. Why?
You would think Hercules, filmed in the same location, had the hot chicks in that show.
Mm-hmm.
That's just something to ponder.
Well, maybe Lucy Lawless didn't want competition.
That makes sense, because she wasn't really that hot.
I mean, she's an all right looking girl.
Yeah, I'm not saying she's ugly or anything. I mean, she's just, I mean, if you go over there and you look at the chicks in Hercules, and then you look at Lucy Lawless, yeah, no. And on top of that, she had the hots for her blonde haired sidekick.
on the show or in real life?
On the show.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about real life. I don't give a rip
about
real life.
I didn't really watch that show, but the few times that I did see it, I always thought the blonde-haired sidekick was kind of just like plain Jane.
Well, apparently Xena didn't think so. I mean, you'd see them at the campfire. You know, there's always a campfire where they're sitting there and eating, you know, rabbit or whatever, and raw or not. And one would have the head laying on the other shoulder. Well, a little bit too close, a little bit too intimate.
Well, I don't know. Girls do that stuff.
Do they? Do they really? I mean, that's what we're told, but do you ever see that in reality world?
Sometimes.
I don't see. You do?
Well, not like strangers, but like people I know, then yeah.
People that you know. I mean, how do you know?
Well, like somebody that's a friend. I mean, if there's two girls sitting around on a couch or something, they may be laying on each other. I've had people that do that.
Maybe I'm I relate too much to Archie Bunker.
I mean, if it's two dudes doing that, it's a little weird.
Yeah, damn Skippy. Oh, I just, my New Year's resolution is I'm not going to cuss. But is that really a cuss word? I'm not really sure.
I guess that depends on your definition of cuss.
I kind of think if you find that word in the Bible, it's not a cuss word.
I think really, if you're setting a standard, it's the seven words you can't say on TV from George Carlin. Those are the curse words.
Okay. Well, I don't know what those words are. I mean, I know what you're talking about, but it's been so long. I know GD, but you say it on TV nowadays. F-bomb. I don't watch enough TV.
See you next Tuesday.
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, you know the major ones. That's my New Year's resolution. And don't tell. I know some of the folks out there are people I work with. Do not tell supervisory what my New Year's resolution is, because those bastards. And by the way, that's not a cuss word. Anytime I have a resolution, they set out to destroy the resolution.
Well, you know, they're all running the email right now to fire off an email and be like, we found out Denton's resolution.
Well, Wookie and the government guy, Kevin, they will. I'm telling you, and I even told Wookie, he's sicker than a dog today. He's at work with the flu, you dumbass. That's not a cuss word either, by the way. Yeah. He says, well, did you make your stupid resolution? No, because every time I make a resolution, you and Kevin get together, conspire. I'm telling you, you two little bozos are up at 2 o'clock in the morning texting each other how to destroy my dreams.
I just don't talk to people at work. It makes them so much better.
Yeah, that's probably the best way. So anyway, where are we going with this?
I don't know. It's, you got resolutions because it's the new year, but it is January of that new year. And you know how they always have to make every month some kind of month, like, I don't know, March is National Donut Month or something stupid like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently January is Janu-hairy.
Janu-hairy?
Yes, Janu-hairy.
You mean Sasquatch Harry?
No, I don't think they mean that, but it says here, this is from Demilked, whatever the hell that is. both men and women can grow armpit hair and leg hair, yet we perceive it differently. Somehow it's completely acceptable for a man to grow out their body hair, but the second most people see even the tiniest patch of hair on a woman's body, they deem it unsanitary or unfeminine. Tired of these double standards, a woman named Laura Jackson started Janu-hairy. I bet she's popular. A campaign that encourages women to let their body hair grow free for a whole month. The idea seems to have picked up and numerous women decided to participate, sharing their photos as well as their stories. See the women who accepted the Janu-hairy challenge in this gallery below. Now, feel lucky that you don't have to look at the gallery below.
Yeah.
Because I did. And it looked like Ahmed in a dress or a bathing suit.
Now, to be fair, and you know I'm all about fair.
Mm-hmm.
many decades ago, it became a thing. I think it started in France. Go figure. That women should shave their armpits and hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became a fad. Before then, it was not a thing. Before then, women were just as, and I believe in equal opportunity, equally disgusting.
Well, that's great, but I wasn't born back then. I was born when women shaved their hair, so keep it up, ladies.
Yeah, and, you know, so they're trying to go back to the time beforehand. That doesn't make sense. Look, ladies, we like soft. Not soft and puffy hair, but soft skin. I'm assuming that you're still trying to attract us. Are you? Because you can't tell anymore. Because, as a matter of fact, are you a woman?
Well, all these women that accepted the challenge look like they're the same type of women that say, I don't know why I can't find a man. And look, I get it. Like, during the winter, Hot Nursey might let her leg hair grow out a little bit longer than normal. You know, not shave, I don't know, whatever it is, once a week or whatever girls do, maybe every other week. But, yeah, I mean, this is like full-on long. And this is more than a month. This is like
practicing.
Yeah, and one of the pictures had bikini spiders that were just horrendous.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. I guess if you want to participate in January or January, you can. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. Here's me. All right, so it's, oh, my gosh. I didn't want to go down this road. Too much information. Okay, the armpit thing.
Uh-huh.
Shave that. I mean, if you're sitting around going, "Well, I want to be part of hair." What'd you call it?
January.
What am I going to do? Don't do the armpits. Brings back bad memories of Germany when I was there in the 80s. All right. That's all I got to say. And by the way, you want to continue with the whole January hairy thing? Don't skip showers. Brings back bad memories of Germany.
Yeah, stinky people are just bad in general, but.
Yeah, pretty much. But I understand, you know, water is at a premium and all that kind of stuff. I understand that. But you know what? I live in the land of the free and. All the water you can have, use it. Dang.
Well, I mean, I guess in this story they're talking about, I don't know, maybe, I don't know what this story came from, but in one of these feminist magazines, I guess.
I was just thinking, just as you're talking, I was thinking it has nothing to do with hair. It has everything to do with, to heck with men.
Well, yeah, no, we could be equal like you and everything. Okay, that's fine. You want to be equal like this? All right, I've had a thought. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
It's about domestic violence.
It's about domestic violence?
Yes. Okay, so the cops get called to a domestic violence call, and they head out there, and they got to listen to both sides and kind of decide who's right, who's wrong, whatever. And usually it's a man and a woman in a fight, and it gets physical, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I know how to settle this, how to take care of it. From now on, anytime police are called out to a domestic violence, they will take both the man and the woman to the nearest local.
Amen, brother.
To the nearest local gym that has a boxing ring, or
no,
or a what do you call it? Like a MMA. Octagon.
I didn't see this coming, brother.
They will throw both of them in there and say, beat the hell out of each other.
Yes.
I mean, that sounds right or fair, doesn't it?
No.
Why not?
But I love it. Yes and no. I mean, I'm conflicted.
Well, the reason I came up with this idea was this here from AmericanGreatness.com. On Friday, USA Boxing enacted a new policy that will permit so-called transgender women who are simply biological males to fight against regular females after they meet certain qualifications. According to the Daily Wire, the policy was first proposed back in August of 2022. It dictates that male competitors must go through gender reassignment surgery and have their testosterone levels checked every 4 years after the surgery. The athlete must demonstrate that her total testosterone level in serum has been below 5 nanomoles. It just goes into this whole thing about testosterone levels or whatever. But yeah, they'll let a trans woman that is actually a man beat on another woman. So why?
So let me get it. You're 13 years old when you decide I'm a woman. So now you have the muscles of a 13 year old man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, that's bullshit.
Well, no, I'm saying now if cops get called to domestic violence and say the guy smacked the woman, he's going to jail, right?
All right. I'm looking at it from a different angle here. I'm thinking who started a fight and who's right and who's wrong and what logic? I just excluded the woman out of the equation.
Because of logic?
Of logic, yes.
Well, I'm just making the parallel that if cops get called to a house and the man hit the woman, he's going to jail. But in the boxing ring, he can beat the hell out of a woman just because he says he's a woman, and it's okay.
All right. So the whole time I was thinking, all right, so you go to a house, man and wife are fighting.
Yep.
All right. So now we're going to take you to a boxing ring, and you can duke it out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the woman had the damn, that's in the Bible, so I can say that, sense, she would say, I submit to my husband. And she don't get her ass kicked. And ass is a donkey or mule or something, some animal. Anyway, so I have not violated. Anyway. All right, so if you want to play that game, you figure it out. And I do like the whole concept is, all right, you two idiots, we're going to go take you somewhere and you're going to work it out. I think you're on to something.
Yeah, I know, but you're stuck on the whole domestic violence thing, which was just a catapult to get into the boxing thing.
Oh, well, what I'm saying is,
why is it okay for a man to beat the hell out of a woman in a boxing ring? But
there's no reason, because you're talking sports, right? Is that what we're supposed to be talking about?
Well, it is a sport, but it's still a man should not be beating the hell out of a woman during a sport either. He shouldn't it during domestic violence. He shouldn't do it during a sport. But why is one okay and the other is not?
A pure woman fights a pure woman. A pure man fights a pure man. All the other freaks of nature goes somewhere in a zoo.
All right, we can stick them in a zoo. That sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to watch that kind of stuff, go freaking watch that. Freak is in the Bible, or is it not? I don't know. If you want to watch that stuff, you can go in. Yeah. Because, they're shaving this and adding this. No. Let's keep it clean and simple. Just like in boxing. Clean and simple. If you're a man, you fight a man. If you're a woman, you fight a woman. There's none of this bull crap.
Well, we keep hearing the left talk about how women's rights are being taken away, but why do people on the left seem to be okay with giving the women's rights to men?
And there's a $50,000 question. It is bull crap designed to destroy this country.
Correct the mundo. All right. You got anything?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. This is from Hal Turner. I don't know if you've heard Hal Turner.
I have heard of Hal Turner.
All right. So, sometimes he's kind of crazy and sometimes he's not. You never know if he's sane or not or doing whatever crazy people do. But anyway, this I found very disturbing. Do you have T-Mobile?
I do not, thank God.
I do not either. But the headline for this right here is T-Mobile to fine customers $500 for hate text messages.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
T-Mobile has quietly updated their terms of service to include fines for content they don't agree with. Beginning on January 1st, 2024, which is a couple, 3 days ago, they will be fining users who commit perceived violations. Who knew in America that the phone providers would be able to police the content of
Text Mexicans?
Yeah. Shaft. Just talking about Shaft is an acronym that, yeah, good Lord, did you hear my Southern come out there?
Yep.
Shaft is an acronym that stands for sex, hate, alcohol, firearms, tobacco. It outlines the categories of text messages specifically regulated by T-Mobile's new terms of service and is monitored and enforced by the Cellular Telephone Industries Association. And never mind. So if you got T-Mobile, and I pray you do not, they're going to be reading and this is a whole thing. So these people, these cell phone services are reading your text messages, and you know that it's not just T-Mobile.
Well, no, I'm sure they all do and forward everything to those giant centers that Obama had built out in the desert to keep every bit of information that's ever gone out online.
I mean, a big-ass place over in ass is in the Bible, brother. The big-ass place over in Utah?
Well, yeah, that one, but I'm sure there are probably more.
So T-Mobile thinks they're going to, if you say something, I mean, I've got a supervisor that is, he's a normie. In other words, he's not crazy like me. He's smart like me. He knows what's going on, but he knows how to talk normal talk. All right. So I walked in the office and he was flinging the word nigger around like frisbees.
Whoa, sir. That is a flag on the play. I think you need to spend a little bit of time in the dungeon.
You always put me in a dungeon. That's like mold growing on me.
Nope. Sorry. You're going into the dungeon.
I'm looking for a string of words.
But could you imagine? I mean, I don't know how you people talk over in the West Coast.
I really hate to have to do that, but sometimes, you know, tough love. You got to hand out tough love. That's what this country's missing. We need more tough love. All right, let's get the taste of that out of our mouth with how about a new segment? We're going to call this Sasquatch's Why the Hell Not Thought of the Day. So we've got all these people coming across the border. I mean, not just coming across the border, flooding across the border. It's an invasion. We are being invaded. And before anybody says, oh, well, you don't like Mexican people. It's not just Mexicans. We've got people from South America, Central America, Russia, Asia, China, the Middle East. And they're just flooding across because Biden has just said, he's put the welcome mat out and said, come on over. Because, you know, they want to sow chaos and they want new voters. So, and anytime they're questioned about this, of course, we're called racists. And they say, well, you know, all these people, they just want a better life and they want to become an American citizen, you know, like people did long ago. Of course, they don't want to do it legally. They want to do it illegally. But that's a whole nother story. But the Democrats seem to want to give them everything. Give them housing, put them in school, give them medical, feed them, give them gift cards to buy stuff. I mean, they are treated better than American citizens. We have become second-class citizens in this country. And they want to give them basically the same rights that we enjoy, which they can have if they do the process legally, but they're not. But anyway, the Democrats still want to give them the same rights we have. So I say, why not? Let's give them the same rights. How about all migrants coming across the border illegally should be handed, as soon as they step on American soil, an AR-15? I mean, Democrats think that they have every right the American citizen has too, right? Why not that one? So we'll get some gun company to stand at the border with just truckloads of AR-15s, and as soon as they come across, every man, woman, and child gets handed one. How do you think the Democrats would like that? So if they don't want them to have that right, why should they have all the others? We got a huge problem going on down there, and if we don't get it taken care of, well, it's not going to get taken care of for at least another year. And just think, if we get 4 more years of Biden, just think. I mean, it's already, I think the estimate is this is going to cost us $4 trillion already. And some people are probably going, oh, that's a lie. That's impossible. Nope. It is estimated to cost us $4 trillion to pay for all these people. And we're already at $34 trillion in debt in this country. So you do the math. Speaking of Biden for another 4 years, let's do election update 2024. Before we really get into this, I have fun facts about elections. When did the Republicans start seating black delegates? What year was it? Now, this would be Republicans. What year did they start seating black delegates? The answer is 1868. Now, the other question is, when did Democrats start seating black delegates? What year do you think that was? The answer is 1936. Almost 70 years later, they finally started seating black delegates. So, which party is the racists? But I digress. This is from Capital Beat. Now, 2024 is an election year, so we're going to hear a lot about this, but we're going to try to make it interesting and fun here at the Denton and Sasquatch Show. Currently just the Sasquatch Show because someone is in the dungeon. But this is from Capital Beat. And the reason I'm reading this one is because I don't know if you know who Mark Elias is, but he's this slimy Democrat attorney who is constantly suing everybody over every election law. And he's on Twitter. And he goes on there constantly and brags about all these election law lawsuits that he's winning. But he never talks about the ones he's losing. And this is one. A federal judge has ruled in favor of a Texas-based conservative group in a lawsuit over its efforts to lodge more than 364,000 challenges to Georgia's voters' eligibility. Now, this has to do with Stacey Abrams, too. You know, that big old giant piece of crap. U.S. District Judge Steve Jones, the same jurist who upheld the state's new congressional and legislative district maps last week, declared Tuesday that the True the Votes action did not constitute illegal voter intimidation as alleged by Fair Fight Action, the voting rights group founded by Democrat Stacey Abrams, like I said. True the Vote filed challenges in December 2020 ahead of the runoff election that vaulted Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock into the U.S. Senate, claiming the affected voters appeared to be ineligible to vote because of changes in residency. Local election officials rejected most of the challenges. Jones found that the group's actions did not rise to the level of violating the Voting Rights Act. The decision is monumental, said Jake Evans, lead attorney for the True the Vote in this case. It vindicates True the Vote in totality and establishes that eligibility challenges under Section 230 of the federal law are a proper method to ensure voter rolls are accurate. So that is a good thing. Now we go to USA Today. This was just 3 days ago. President Joe Biden heads into election year showing alarming weakness among stalwarts of the Democratic base, with Donald Trump leading among Hispanic voters and young people. 1 in 5 black voters now say they'll support a third-party candidate in November. In a new USA Today Suffolk University poll, Biden's failure to consolidate support in key parts of the coalition that elected him in 2020 has left him narrowly trailing Trump, Biden now claims the support of just 63% of black voters. This is a decline from the 87% he carried in 2020. That is a steep decline. That's according to the Roper Center. He trails among Hispanic voters by 5 percentage points. That's a lot as well. And then we have this. What do you do with a convicted election fraudster? I guess that would be the right word to use. Fraudster, convicted election. Yeah, fraudster. We'll use that word. Well, this from the Daily Mail. And this is a good one. A local politician who was convicted of ballot fraud has been named the vice mayor of San Luis, Arizona, at a city council meeting last month. Wait, what? So you're telling me that somebody who was convicted of ballot fraud is now the vice mayor of this city? Democrat Gloria Torres was appointed in December to her new post just 6 months after pleading guilty to charges of conspiracy and ballot abuse dating back to the controversial 2020 election. You know, that one they said was the most secure in history. The serious election charges were brought following a two-year investigation by the State Attorney General's Office and the Yuma County Sheriff's Office into evidence that Torres and others conducted illegal ballot harvesting during the July 2020 primary election. Despite her criminal history, Torres' appointment was officially suggested by outgoing Vice Mayor Luis Cabrera. The suggestion was accepted by a slim majority in a 4-3 council vote. Garcia Snyder, a candidate for the Arizona House in Legislative District 25, of which Yuma is a part, said he is both outraged and disappointed that a convicted ballot abuser has been elevated to this leadership position. So you see how the Democrats work? If you do something for us to forward our mission and it's illegal, don't worry about it. You might get convicted, but we'll give you a good post later, or money, or whatever it is they're offering to give. But is that just insane that this woman is convicted of ballot fraud, which is a felony, and now she gets to be the vice mayor of, you know, San Luis? I don't know how big the city is, but it just goes to show the insanity that we're living in these days. All right, let's see what else we got here. I guess we'll finish out with the mailbag. All right, our first one up says, DNS, I would like to draw attention to and which I am curious as to whether, that's a lot, it's a mouthful right there, whether it's more widespread is internet reaction time. I'm making the distinction between downloading speed and the time it takes to open a web page. Time to start to view a movie you rented, time for search results to appear, etc. All these results are taking a noticeably longer time to complete. When I run a speed test, all looks good, but everything is taking longer. I don't know if the ISP are doing something, some kind of analysis, logging some stats, etc., but they are causing a log jam. Anything like this happening in your collective area or with others you've spoken with? Well, I can tell you that my computer has been doing some very weird things lately. And all I can chalk it up to is me being a white Christian MAGA, so that means I'm being monitored. Call me crazy, got my tinfoil hat on, but I don't know what else it would be. I mean, I guess it could be my computer acting up, but it's not acting up in a way that a failing computer would act up, if that makes sense. He goes on to say, here's hoping that Trump gets a landslide victory and prices and sanity are restored to something resembling normal. Rocky. Well, thank you, Rocky, for getting back in touch with us. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure why your computer is acting funny. Mine has been acting funny. I haven't talked with anybody else that says theirs has been acting funny, but who knows? Just know that you're probably being monitored. All right, we'll go on to mailbag number two. Dictin and sass word I'm not going to say. It rhymes with hunt. You Republican humpers should be in prison for the maggot lies you spread. Oh, maggot. Have you seen that lately? It's MAGA, but with a little T at the end. They're using it to call us maggots. It's really stupid, but whatever. Should be in prison for the maggot lies you spread. I've listened to your show, if you want to call it that, for a while, and you're nothing more than worms. You misgender and laugh about it. How would you like to be misgendered? Maybe I should call you ma'am. Your insurrectionist cult leader is going to get his, and then you'll have no one to lead you. You will be milked and exhausted. I don't even know what that means. Signed, Lady of Dover, if you are a lady. No, I don't know. I guess that's our first hate email. I guess we should be flattered. I don't know. But if you're going to send us hate email, please try to be a little more, not crazy, a little more focused. That would help. During our last show, the, what do we call it? The New Year's Eve Drunk Fest? Yeah. We did a segment called Ask Us Anything, and I guess a few people submitted their questions later, so we're going to answer them now. First one up, two questions for Sasquatch. Does a bear really shit in the woods? And if a tree falls, can you hear it? Well, I can tell you for sure that bears do shit in the woods because I've stepped in it. And as far as trees falling, well, yeah, they make a noise because they're trees. All right, now he's going to ask Denton, does a Sasquatch smell bad? I've wondered this my whole life. Big Ken. Well, knowing Denton the way that I do, he would mention something about the skunk ape in his area. So maybe that distant cousin of mine smells. But we have Sasquatch soap. So of course we don't smell. We shower, we use soap, we use deodorant, Sasquatch deodorant. And so no, we don't smell bad. And our next question, is this the episode where we hear two closet doors opening, Steve Kozak? Well, Steve, it might be the episode where you hear two closet doors opening. One of yours and one of your boyfriend's. How you like them apples, buddy? All right, you know, we should check in with Denton really really quick just to make sure he's still alive. So let me open the dungeon door.
Legally, you're pushing the country in that right direction. I'm not going to throw rocks at you. That's the Old Testament. I'm just going to tell you that maybe...
Yep, still rambling. All right. Have a good night, buddy. Sleep well. Time for us to wrap this up. I just want to say thank you to everybody for listening. Hope 2024 is a good year for you, even though we know it's going to be crazy. Make sure you hug your loved ones. Because with the craziness going on now, you never know if you're going to get the chance to do so. So make sure you tell the people you love that you love them. Also, drink up and have yourself a good night.